Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Monday. How you doing, loves? Did y'all have a good weekend? How's your Monday treating ya? I hope the answer to both of those questions is amazing. I did exactly what I said I was going to do this weekend. I ate, slept, and repeated. Is that a word? Well, it is now. It felt so good to just lounge around in my jammies and just relax. I've been burning the candle at both ends lately, and it was starting to catch up with me. So a weekend of self-care was definitely well-deserved. It's okay to stay on your grind, but don't forget to rest every now and then too, okay, loves? I like y'all, and I want to keep y'all around. Drink some water, too. You gotta stay hydrated. You know what else we gotta do? Start the show. Now, let's get to it. I got a new pillow this weekend. Not sure if I like it yet, though. It's one of those ones that keeps popping up on TikTok. That weird-shaped one. You know what I'm talking about. It's supposed to, like, cradle your neck and be great for side sleepers. What position do you sleep in? Where do you sleep? Do you sleep in a bed? On a couch? In a recliner? On the job? My little mind started to wander, and then I began wondering. Does our sleep position say anything about our personality? According to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. While sleep position can be influenced by factors like comfort and physical health, some anecdotal associations have been made between certain positions and personality traits. It's important to note that these associations are not scientifically proven and should be interpreted with caution. Back sleepers may be confident, organized, and goal-oriented, may also be prone to snoring and back pain. Side sleepers may be social, compassionate, and trusting, may have better sleep quality than back or stomach sleepers. Fetal sleepers may be sensitive, introverted, and protective, may have difficulty with digestion. Stomach sleepers may be adventurous, impulsive, and anxious. May experience back and neck pain. Other sleep positions mentioned are starfish. May be open, empathetic, and supportive. Soldier. May be disciplined, quiet, and reserved. Spooning. May indicate a close and affectionate relationship. Google cites it's crucial to remember that these are just general observations and may not apply to everyone. Sleep position is a complex issue influenced by various factors, and its connection to personality is still being researched. Now we're all going to start watching our partner sleeping. Sean's a back sleeper. He sleeps with his hands resting on his chest, and I poke him every once in a while to make sure he's still alive. After a snore and the hiss of his CPAP, I know we're good to go and I can fall back asleep. Did you know there are health benefits to sleeping on your left side? Sleeping on your left side offers several potential benefits, like improved digestion, reduced heartburn. Lying on the left side elevates the stomach above the esophagus, preventing stomach acid from flowing back up into the throat. Enhanced blood flow to your heart. It reduces pressure on your liver, spleen, and pancreas, which are located on the right side of the body. Improved lymphatic drainage. Enhanced brain health. Some studies suggest that sleeping on the left side may improve brain function and reduce the risk of neurodegenerative diseases. I can speak from personal experience that sleeping on my left side can definitely help calm down an upset stomach, which led me down another path. Can what we eat before bed affect our dreams? While the answer was kind of a dead end, Google did suggest that there are certain foods and drinks that we should avoid before bed, not because that dragon keeps chasing you, but because it can lead to difficulty falling and staying asleep. Here's some food and beverages you should avoid before bed. Eating a large meal. This can make it harder to fall asleep, disrupt sleep patterns, or cause indigestion. Foods and beverages with caffeine or alcohol, which can disrupt sleep. Eating heavy carb-filled foods can reduce sleep quality because digestion requires a lot of energy. Spicy foods. These foods can increase body temperature and metabolism, which can lead to more brain activity during REM sleep. Some snacks to check out before bed are bananas. The potassium in bananas can boost sleep, and they also contain melatonin. I didn't know that. Which signals the body to sleep. Eating foods rich in tryptophan. These foods may facilitate sleep. It all makes sense now why everyone gets so sleepy after turkey dinner. Here is something that I did find interesting. Eating foods like milk, kiwis, or tart cherry juice can actually either like facilitate or disrupt your sleep. So I guess the glass of warm milk before bed is just an old wives' tale. Now, what about our dreams? Different cultures see dreams differently. In ancient Egypt, dreams were seen as divine messages, with priests specializing in dream interpretations. And in indigenous cultures, dreams are often a way to communicate with ancestors or spirits, providing important insights into personal life and community issues. With Western cultures influenced by Freud, dreams are often interpreted as representations of unconscious desires, fears, and conflicts, with emphasis on individual psychology. Sometimes dreams are just dreams. Funny, out of this world. But what about nightmares? For instance, if I dream that my teeth are falling out, does that mean I'm not brushing and flossing enough? Dreams about your teeth falling out can reflect your anxieties about your appearance and how others perceive you. Such dreams may stem from a fear of rejection, embarrassment, or feeling unattractive. As teeth are used to bite, tear, and chew, dreams about losing your teeth can stem from a sense of powerlessness, which means you may be experiencing self-confidence issues. Along with this nightmare are a list of other common nightmares experienced by many people, like being late, getting lost, being unable to speak, failing or feeling helpless in a scenario, forgetting something, experiencing physical aggression, accidents, being chased, and an evil presence. The best thing to do if you're awakened by any of these nightmares is to take a deep breath. Take in your surroundings and remind yourself it was just a dream. Ever met someone who talks in their sleep? Do you talk in your sleep? Sean and Nora both talk in their sleep. I occasionally talk and even sing in mine. See, I'm ridiculous even in slumber. Sleep talking is also known as somniloquy. It is a common sleep disorder where individuals speak aloud during sleep. It can occur during any stage of sleep, but is most frequent during REM sleep. The exact cause of sleep talking is unknown, but it may be related to brain activity during REM sleep, dreams, stress or anxiety, certain medications, underlying medical conditions such as sleep apnea or dementia. Sleep talking can manifest in various ways, including mumbling or incoherent speech, talking to oneself or others, laughing, crying, or shouting. One that I haven't experienced since my sister and I were kids, and thankfully no one in my household has experienced, is sleepwalking. Sleepwalking is also known as somnambulism. It is a disorder where a person engages in complex behaviors while partially or fully asleep. The exact cause of sleepwalking is unknown, but it is believed to be related to an imbalance in brain chemicals during deep sleep. Factors that may increase the risk of sleepwalking include stress, fatigue, sleep deprivation, certain medications, mainly sedatives, and alcohol consumption. Sleepwalkers typically get out of bed and walk around, perform complex actions such as talking, eating, or going to the bathroom. They have limited awareness of their surroundings and typically have no memory of the episode later on. Which leads to the age-old question, should you wake a sleepwalker? In most cases, you should not wake a sleepwalker. Instead, you should gently guide them back to bed. Waking a sleepwalker can startle them and cause confusion. Sleepwalking occurs during a deep stage of sleep, so it's hard to wake someone up. And in the midst of trying to wake up a sleepwalker, you could trigger a fight or flight response, causing them to lash out at you. And typically, waking a sleepwalker can cause confusion and disorientation. So instead, guide them back to bed. If you can't guide them back to bed, watch them closely to make sure that they are safe. And take precautions. Lock doors and windows and remove obstacles that could cause them to fall. Hopefully, I haven't bored you to sleep. So let's wake up for a minute with a shout out to Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland got two nights to hang out where the wild girls are and make some bad decisions with bumpin' uglies. Not able to make it to last weekend's show? Have no fear. I've got BU tour dates right here. You can catch BU February 21st in Stevensville, Maryland, with the Grilled Lincolns, February 22nd in Winchester, Virginia, with Joey Harcum, the Grilled Lincolns, and Adam Almaney. Head over to www.bumpinuglysmusic.com to grab your tickets and merch now. Don't let missing one of the best shows be one of your worst nightmares. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. I hope when you lay down tonight, you're able to rest peacefully and have sweet dreams, my loves. I'll be dreaming of you stopping by the show's Facebook and YouTube page, where you can like and subscribe to the show. Or maybe I'll dream about you leaving a comment, topic for discussion, or just a, hey girl, hey. You never know. Just as long as I don't dream about my teeth falling out again. Yikes. Let's set the mood for bedtime. A nice dark room that's nice and cool. Rain and thunder sounds playing in the background. Snuggled up under a warm, soft blanket. I'm getting sleepy just thinking about it. So turn off the TV, put down your phone, and get cozy, loves. And I'll see you on Friday. Have an amazing week. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.